Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we're doing something a little different. Instead of our usual deep dives, we're exploring something really sweet.
That's right. We're looking at a wonderful short story called The Cinnamon Cider Fountain.
Exactly. And our mission, really, is to kind of unpack this lovely little tale and find the warm, magical lesson hidden inside it, right in Maple Hollow Park.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen closely, you know, for that key moment, that point when the usual rules of the park fountain just, well, went right out the window.
Okay, let's set the scene then. Maple Hollow Park. What's it like usually?
Well, the story paints a picture of a nice park, and right in the middle, there's this fountain.
Yeah, a big stone one shaped like a giant apple basket.
Right. And normally, just sparkling water all year round. Nice, but, you know, just water.
Pretty standard park fountain.
Uh-huh.
But then comes the surprise.
Yes. So, one crisp November morning, the children run out for recess, they get to the fountain, and they just gasp.
Because?
It's not water anymore. It's like bubbling, warm, golden cinnamon apple cider. Imagine that.
Wow. Just suddenly changed overnight.
Seems like it. Pure magic. And the details are just lovely.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, the story mentions tiny cinnamon sticks twirling on top, like little boats bobbing along.
That's such a sweet image. Like tiny sailboats on a cider sea.
Exactly. It just makes it sound so, well, magical and cozy.
So what do the kids do? Mia and Max are the main ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Mia just laughed, like out of pure delight. And Max, he sniffed the air.
And what did he say?
He said, it smells like grandma's kitchen, which is just perfect, isn't it? That warm, cozy smell.
It really is. Takes you right there. But then came the really amazing part.
Oh, the payoff. Yes.
Tell us about the geelugelishtosh.
Right. So there's the sound, G-L-G-L-E, splash. And suddenly a big red apple drizzled with caramel rolls right out of the fountain.
No way. Just popped out.
Just rolled right out, landing straight into Max's hands.
Oh, my goodness. What did Max say then? Bet he was stunned.
He just yelled, best day ever.
I mean, yeah, cider fountain and free caramel apples. I'd agree with him.
Absolutely. Pure childhood joy right there.
Okay, so the kids are thrilled. But the magic didn't stop with them, did it?
No, that's what's interesting. It spread. The delicious smell, the warmth, it attracted everyone.
Like who?
Well, the story describes squirrels showing up with tiny acorn cups, ready for a sip.
Acorn cups. That's adorable.
Isn't it? And deer were there, too, carefully sipping cider from bowls made of leaves.
Wow, the whole park community got involved.
Even the birds, dipping tiny cinnamon-colored feathers into the fountain like they were little straws.
So everyone, kids and animals, were all enjoying this amazing surprise together.
That sounds lovely.
It was lovely at first, but then things started to change a bit.
Ah, okay. The conflict arrives. What happened?
Well, think about it. Delicious warm cider, caramel apples. Everyone wanted some, and everyone wanted it now.
So a big rush.
Exactly. Everyone started rushing towards the fountain at the same time. Kids, animals, all pushing and shoving a little bit, trying to get their share.
And the fountain, could it handle that?
Not really. It started bubbling way too fast. Faster and faster, and then the cider started splashing everywhere.
Oh dear. Like how?
The story uses this great description. It says the cider splashed like a delicious volcano.
A delicious volcano. I love that, but it sounds messy.
It was. Cider got all over the kids. The animals got sticky. Even the school principal, who must have come out to see the commotion, got cider on his nose.
Oh, no. Sticky principal? That's never good. So people started to worry.
Yeah, you could feel the panic rising. Little Lily cried out, oh, no, it's going to overflow. They were afraid the magic would break or just make a giant mess.
Okay, so chaos.
Yeah.
Delicious, sticky chaos. How do they fix it? Did the magic just stop?
Not quite. Just when things seemed like they were about to completely bubble over, something else happened.
What was that?
A tiny voice. It chimed out from right inside the fountain.
A voice from the fountain.
Mm-hmm. And then out flew this teeny tiny fairy. She had sugar dust wings that sparkled. A cinnamon fairy.
Cinnamon fairy, of course. Who else would be in charge of a cinnamon cider fountain?
Exactly. And she had something very important to say. She had the rule for the magic.
The secret instruction manual. What was it?
She said very clearly, Only kindness keeps the cider flowing smoothly.
Kindness. Huh. Okay, so not a magic spell or a special button, just kindness.
Just kindness, and she explained why.
What was her reasoning? How does kindness control cider flow?
Well, she connected sharing and warmth, like emotional warmth, to the cider itself. She said, when you share warmth, sweetness grows.
I see. Like being nice makes the magic happy.
Sort of, but she also gave the flip side. But when everyone rushes, things get messy.
So the rushing and the pushing, that was making the fountain go wild.
That's the idea, the lesson there. And it's really the core of the story, isn't it? It's that rushing, being greedy, thinking only of yourself that causes chaos.
But patience and kindness, sharing, that makes magical moments like the cider fountain even sweeter and keeps them going.
Precisely. It wasn't about the fountain running out of cider. It was about the way everyone was trying to get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So did the kids and animals listen to the little cinnamon fairy?
They did, almost immediately. It was like they just needed someone to point it out.
So what did they do? How did they show kindness?
Well, they stopped pushing right away. They started helping the little squirrels and birds sip first, making sure everyone got a turn.
Taking turns. Yeah, that's important.
And they helped wipe up the sticky drips around the fountain. And kids started offering their cups to others before taking a sip themselves.
Oh, that's really nice. Sharing their cups.
Yeah. It showed they understood. They weren't just waiter politely. They were actively being kind and helpful to each other.
And did it work? Did the fountain calm down?
It did. As soon as they started taking turns and helping each other, the crazy bubbling stopped. The fountain settled back down to a soft, cozy burble.
A cozy burble? That sounds much better than a delicious volcano.
Much better. The magic was back under control, nice and gentle.
So the fairy must have been pleased.
Oh, she was beaming. She smiled at everyone and said, "You have warm hearts and warm cider." Oh, that's a lovely compliment. Linking their warm hearts to the warm cider.
Exactly. It confirms the connection. Their kindness directly fixed the fountain.
Did she stay around, the cinnamon fairy?
No, her job was done. But before she left, she gave them a little hint, a little cliffhanger.
Ooh, really? What did she say?
Just before she zipped away in a cloud of sparkles, she whispered, loud enough for them to hear.
Yes.
Come back tomorrow. Maybe it will be Caramel Cocoa Day.
Caramel Cocoa Day. Wow. So the magic might continue. And change flavors.
That's the promise. If they keep being kind and sharing, who knows what wonderful things the fountain might do next?
That is such a fantastic ending. Leaves you wondering.
It does. And it really cemented the lesson. From that day on, the story says, Maple Hollow's fountain wasn't just about water anymore.
What was it about?
It was about warmth and sweetness. And most importantly, those shared smiles that came from taking turns and being kind.
So wrapping this up, that central takeaway is pretty clear, isn't it? Absolutely. Kindness really does warm hearts, just like hot cider warms you up on a cold day.
And the children learned that sharing and patience weren't just, you know, nice things to do. They were actually needed for the magic to keep happening.
They were essential. The magic depended on their good behavior, on their cooperation.
Which is a great thought for all of us, really. Maybe you listening can think about that today. How can you choose patience or a bit of kindness? How can that help keep things flowing smoothly in your own day?
Mm-hmm. It applies to so many things, big and small, taking turns on the playground, sharing toys, even just waiting patiently in line.
Yeah. And here's a final thought to leave you with. If patience and sharing could turn a regular water fountain into a magical cinnamon cider, or maybe even caramel cocoa.
Ooh, caramel cocoa sounds good.
Doesn't it? Well, what other amazing, unexpected magic could happen in your world if you remember to take turns and share tomorrow? What sweetness might bubble up?
That's a wonderful question to ponder.